Everyday Life with Guardsmares, Chapter 31, Honorbound's Point of View. Corporal Honorbound could not believe the scene of destruction before her. The sofa had been flipped over backwards, its cushions strewn about the edges of the room after having been used as projectiles. Both club chairs had been toppled, one of them winding up wedged halfway inside the bathroom. A decorative metal buckler on the wall had been knocked off its nail by the force of an errant pillow. The room's copper water jug and set of cups on the side table were spilled all over the floor in a wet puddle, knocked down by the buckler as it fell. And standing on their hind legs amidst this carnage, panting heavily, were Honor's two specialists. One of them with wings flared and the other with a glowing horn. When the fight broke out, it was all she could do to shield Anonymous's book before things started flying. Now that both mares were catching their breath, it was time to put her hoof down.
Specialist Spark Shower, Specialist Glamour Spirit, that's enough!
As if suddenly aware of the mess that they'd made, both of them glanced around the room, then turned to face the corporal. Staring sternly, she held their gazes just long enough for their angry expressions to turn sheepish. Then she shook her head, staring at them in turn.
Spark Shower, look at the mess you've caused!
Instantly, the cream-colored Pegasus got off of her hind hooves and dropped down to sit on the ground, meekly lowering her head and flattening her ears. As bad as her contribution was, though, Honor knew who really instigated this. She gave Glamour Spear a firm point with her right forehoof.
And Glamour Spear, I can't believe that you tried to cheat a comrade and a friend.
Instead of sitting down, her unicorn squatty brought her hooves up to her face, her lip quivering.
Oh, don't you go and...
Before she could even finish her thought, Glamour Spear began bawling her eyes out. With red eyes and a face like she had just been forced to eat a whole bucket of rotten lemons, Specialist Glamour Spear held her hooves out to Specialist Spark Shower in supplication.
I am so sorry, Spark Shower. I don't know what came over me. I can't believe I did that to you.
Her convulsive blubbering seemed to be infectious, because Honor could see Spark Shower's lower lip start to shudder as well.
Can you forgive me, Sparks? Please? I'm so sorry.
Just when it appeared that the unicorn was about to fall forward on all four hooves, her aggrieved squadmate rushed forward to prop her up. And now they were sobbing loudly in each other's hooves.
I forgive you, Lily! Thanks, Artemis, I don't deserve you! Have Celestia on a stick, these two!
At least they'd stopped fighting, though. Honor could spare them a few minutes to get it all out of their system before she made them clean up the results of their mayhem. For now, she could just shake her head at the unbelievable antics of those two tender hooves. When the tears finally dried up and they were done sniveling, they backed out from their mutual lamentatious clinch. That's when the door to their quarters swung open. All three of them turned to look. It was Sergeant Evanshield, her nose turned up and a look of displeasure on her face.
You have interrupted the meditations of the great Lord.
She made her declaration slowly, her eyes jumping between each of them. Before Honor could reply, she stepped up in front of her, getting her snout right up in the Earth Pony's face.
Caporal, I will have an explanation for this disturbance.
Though she was surprised by the sergeant's slip to her native tongue, and even though she could feel the Bat Pony's fur against her nose, Honor didn't budge an inch. While she was still in charge of the Quaternion, disciplining the juniors was her responsibility, not Evanshield's. Her place was downstairs with the Royal Engineer, even if the noise had upset him. And frankly, it hadn't been that long or that loud, so she doubted it had. But she was still a sergeant, and Honor was just a corporal. Even if it was a made-up rank said to match whatever her real title was in the Night Guard, it still meant that she owed her an answer. Without backing up one bit, she replied calmly, but firmly.
Sergeant, Specialist Glamour Spear and Spark Shower had a disagreement just now. It's over, and they're reconciled.
The Bat Pony's eyes narrowed, her slit pupils expanding horizontally to compensate as she squinted vertically with her eyelids.
A disagreement? A disagreement about what exactly?
Honor pondered how much to tell her. She didn't need to know anything, and she didn't doubt that Lieutenant Violetta would back her up if there was any question about who was in charge of the Quaternion. But as much as Honor disliked what she represented, she had to admit that she didn't have that much to dislike about her personally. Until then, she hadn't even said three words to her since she was first introduced. But Spark Shower, admittedly, the happy-go-lucky optimist of the squad, claimed to have made fast friends with her, and burying her nose in Anonymous's book had been Honor's way of avoiding having to interact with her. That wouldn't be fair to her, and although not much in the Royal Guard or life in general was fair, Honor certainly didn't want to have a hoof in screwing over some pony, especially if she'd only just met them.
Specialist Glamour Spear tried to trade shifts with Specialist Spark Shower under a false pretext in order to ensure that she would be accompanying Anonymous on the evening of the Grand Galloping Gala. Since I have the morning shift duty that day, I pointed out the significance of that date, and when Specialist Spark Shower confronted Specialist Glamour Spear with this fact, the latter suggested that Spark Shower trade shifts with me, which I refused. An argument erupted, which quickly boiled over into the hurling of both insults and furniture.
She shot a telling glance over at the two wet-cheeked specialists.
Both of which the specialists now sincerely regret, don't they?
As Sergeant Abenshield turned her gaze away from Honor and over towards the others, they both rapidly went to parade rest.
Yes, Sergeant!
The purple bat pony inhaled sharply.
I see.
Stepping away from the corporal, she approached the argumentative pair.
I am very disappointed. I was told that to enter the VIP service was a great honor and a great privilege, and that many guards' ponies are turned away because they do not meet the high expectations for a personal bodyguard.
Turning her head left and right to survey the room, she made a final pronouncement.
You are not meeting my expectations.
There was a glum sniffle from Sparkshower, and Honor was worried the waterworks were gonna start again. Ebonshield wasn't done with them, though, and she started to circle the unicorn.
Specialist Glamour Spirit, do you think that you are entitled to be in the presence of the Great Lord at the events of your choosing?
Her reply came immediately.
No, Sergeant.
Do you think that assisting the Great Lord in the selection of his outfit for the Grand Galloping Gala merits you a place at this side?
No, Sergeant.
Again, there was no hesitation in her response, but Honor could see the gears that thought about saying yes turn haltingly in her head.
Then perhaps you think that you will be better able than the Specialist Sparkshower to assist the Great Lord at such a social event?
The gears started spinning freely, and she didn't answer, instead glancing over at Sparkshower. Sergeant Ebonshield stopped in front of the unicorn, nose held high.
Well?
Glamour Spear locked her gaze forward once again.
Maybe?
The moment a coherent word came out of Glamour Spear's mouth, the sergeant shoved her face forward, right up against the unicorn's snout.
You are not empowered to make that decision, Specialist Glamour Spear. The privilege of deciding which guard is best suited for what task lies with this soldier is in charge of your unit, the Corporal Bound. The Majordomo in command of this mission, the Lieutenant Violetta, and if need be, the Great Lord Anonymous himself.
Maintaining her uncomfortably close posture for several seconds, as if to emphasize the point, Sergeant Ebonshield eventually drew back.
What was the reason for which you tried to usurp the authority of the Corporal Bound?
She turned her head slightly, looking in Honor's direction as if to acknowledge her.
I am asking this question on the behalf of the Corporal, the Corporal, because as she is a veteran warrior, I do not doubt that in this moment her fury burns brighter than all the stars in the sky, and such a fire would consume any lesser creature who happened to be found in their presence. A lesser creature such as you, Specialist!
Glamour Spear was clearly caught off by the strange, poetic metaphor, and Honor had to admit that even she was feeling a bit confused. Was that a backhanded insult for the fact that she didn't leap into intense questioning of the two guards' ponies? Or was she, in her alien ways, genuinely paying her a compliment and trying to serve as her second? Either way, it merited some closer attention. Specialist Glamour Spear cleared her throat.
Sergeant, Yes, Specialist?
Having attracted the sergeant's attention once more, and no doubt feeling like she was back in Horseshoe Camp, Glamour Spear shifted back into Yes Drill Sergeant mode.
Sergeant, this guard's pony did greedily see an opportunity of a lifetime to attend the most important social events in Canterlot, and proceeded to villainously try and cheat her way into it at the expense of her comrades.
That earned her a sniff and a raised eyebrow from the sergeants.
Opportunity of a lifetime, Specialist. Yes, indeed, if you keep behaving like this. I have no patience for dishonorable guard's ponies, and neither does the VIP service, nor indeed the Royal Guard.
She leaned in close again, almost touching snouts.
And I am also to understand that you find some fault in their comrade for being overly welcoming to the Great Lord's newest servant?
Glamour Spear gulped.
Sergeant, this guard's pony did, in the course of the disagreements, say and do a number of things which she not thoroughly regrets and did not in good conscience intend.
Again, there was a pause for effect from the sergeant. Even though she was doing what should have been Honor's job, and at the expense of her assigned posting downstairs, the Earth Pony had to admit that Ebonshield was doing a decent job of it. And she must have asked Anonymous to excuse her for a few minutes before leaving him alone.
I see, Specialist. Very well.
Apparently finished with her dressing down of Glamour Spear, Ebonshield turned her attention to Sparkshower. Sometimes you hear about people getting stern talks to sergeants, or maybe you experience that yourself, but that's gotta be one scary freaking thing. Anyways, let's get on to our very friendly donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Motrid, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Riot Soul, Dospo, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.